Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Saira Mujtaba with the news at 9. The headlines. Election Commission orders re-polling at 15 polling stations in West Bengal tomorrow. Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri says, despite global supply chain disruptions, the government has maintained retail energy prices. Commercial flight operations from Noida International Airport to start from 15th June this year. Bureau of Indian Standards publishes new standards for medical assistive technologies including walking sticks and elbow crutches. 7-year-old Ishank Singh becomes youngest swimmer to cross Pok Strait between India and Sri Lanka in record time. And IMD forecasts heavy rainfall across Assam, Meghalaya, West Bengal and Sikkim tomorrow. And now the news in detail. The Election Commission today ordered for re-polling in 15 polling stations of West Bengal tomorrow. Re-polling will be held at 11 polling stations of Magrahat Paschim Assembly constituency and 4 polling stations of Diamond Harbour Assembly constituency in the state. More from our correspondent.
The Election Commission of India has ordered re-polling in 11 booths in Magrahat Paschim and 4 booths in Diamond Harbour Assembly constituencies in South 24 Parganas district of West Bengal tomorrow. Commission has taken the decision after analyzing the reports of returning officers and observers. The re-polling will start on 7 a.m. in the morning and end on 6 p.m. in the evening. Commission till now has not taken any decision on re-poll regarding the Faulta Assembly constituency. Kollan Laha reporting from Kolkata.
Voting in these polling stations was held on Wednesday in the second phase of assembly elections in West Bengal. Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurated the Sacred Holy Relics Exposition of Tathagat Buddha at Jeevatsal in Leh today. On this occasion, Lieutenant Governor of Ladakh V.K. Saxena and the Union Home Secretary, along with many dignitaries, were present. The sacred exposition of the holy relics of Tathagat Buddha is being organized in Ladakh from today till the 14th of this month. More from our correspondent.
Nearly 20,000 people attended the inauguration ceremony of the Sacred Relics Exposition today. Addressing the gathering, Mr. Shah said that the message emerging from Ladakh soil has become the reason for many seekers worldwide to progress in life.
Today, after 75 years, on the day of Buddha Purnima, when these relics have come, I have complete faith that the followers of Ladakh, Kargil, all the followers of Buddha and the followers of other religions will also receive energy from the holy remains of Lord Buddha and will also feel a divine experience.
The sacred exposition of the holy relics of Tathagata Buddha is an initiative that enables public viewing of sacred Buddhist relics. The relic symbolizes the teachings of spiritual presence of Tathagat, the fully enlightened Buddha. The sacred relics will be open to the public in Leh from tomorrow till the 10th of this month, after which they will be taken to Zanskar Valley, where they will be put on display for 2 days. The relics will finally depart for Delhi on the 15th of this month after a concluding procession. With Akshit Vaidyan, Priya Mondal, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The Narcotics Control Bureau, NCB, has cracked down on a major international narcotics ring, seizing 349 kilograms of high-grade cocaine worth 1,745 crore rupees in Mumbai. In a social media post, Union Home Minister Amit Shah said, "This is a trailblazing example of bottom-to-top approach where the agency traced a smaller consignment to net a massive network." He also congratulated the NCB team for this monumental success. The Home Minister said the government has resolved to ruthlessly crush the narcotics cartel. Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri has said India has emerged as the world's fifth largest exporter of processed crude. Addressing the third Vibrant Gujarat Regional Conference in Surat today, he said, after the energy crisis, the country has not only diversified its energy supply, but is also successfully producing 60% of LPG within the country. He emphasized that despite global supply chain disruptions and escalating freight costs, the government maintained stable retail energy prices, reflecting its commitment to the common citizen.
The government absorbed the shock at the fiscal system level rather than passing it immediately on to the consumer's wallet. And because preparations made over the last decade, we diversified our sources. Crude sourcing has now expanded from 27 countries to 41. And we increased our domestic production by 60%. And also because we are incentivizing the movement to natural gas.
Government today said that it is ensuring preparedness and taking all necessary steps to facilitate energy supply, maritime operations, and support to Indian nationals amid the evolving West Asia situation. In a statement, the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas said that enforcement actions to curb hoarding and black marketing of LPG is continuing across the country, and yesterday more than 2,300 raids were conducted across the country. It said that online LPG cylinder bookings increased to 98% on industry basis, and as of yesterday, around 49.8 lakh domestic LPG cylinders were delivered against bookings of around 41.6 lakh LPG cylinders. Noida International Airport today announced commencement of commercial flight operations at the airport from 15th June 2026, opening a new gateway for passengers, airlines and cargo operators in the National Capital Region and North India. The start of services follows the inauguration of the airport by Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the receipt of approval for the Aerodrome Security Program from the Bureau of Civil Aviation Security. IndiGo will operate the first flight from Noida International Airport, marking the start of scheduled passenger services, which will be followed shortly by Akasa Air and Air India Express. The government has said Great Nicobar Project is an example of how holistic development can balance economic growth, ecological conservation, and social inclusion. It said the project leverages Great Nicobar's strategic location to strengthen India's national security, maritime and defense presence in the Indo-Pacific, while simultaneously embedding strong environmental safeguards and tribal welfare mechanisms. The Great Nicobar Project is a strategic initiative to strengthen India's presence in the Andaman Sea. It seeks to balance port-led growth with calibrated environmental safeguards. The fourth meeting of the Live Events Development Cell, or LEDC, was convened in New Delhi under the chairmanship of Secretary, Ministry of Information and Broadcasting, Chanchal Kumar. Representatives from 9 central ministries, 6 states and 12 industry members attended the meeting. Addressing the meeting, the Secretary highlighted the role of LEDC in creating a coordinated roadmap for the growth of India's live events industry. He noted that the live event sector is one of the fastest growing segments of the media and entertainment industry, contributing significantly to employment generation, tourism promotion and economic multiplier across allied sectors. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR Newslets. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News On Air app. Welcome back. You're listening to News at 9. The Bureau of Indian Standards, BIS, has published a number of standards for medical assistive technologies as part of the National List of Essential Assistive Products, or NLEAP, initiative brought about by Indian Council of Medical Research. Standards for elbow crutches, walking sticks and walking sticks of three or more legs have been published. Standards for accessible design, information content, figuration and display methods of tactile guide maps, accessible design application of braille on signage equipment and appliances, and portable ramps has also been published by the BIS. The standards prescribe requirements relating to safety, ergonomics, performance, finish, workmanship and information to be supplied by the manufacturer. 67th Maharashtra Day is being celebrated across the state with enthusiasm and fervor. On the occasion, Governor Jishnu Dev Verma today unfurled the national flag and addressed the gathering at the main state function held at Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj Park in Mumbai. Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis and others were present on the occasion. More from our Mumbai correspondent.
Chief Minister Devendra Phadnavis paid floral tributes to the martyrs of the Sanyukta Maharashtra movement at Hutatma Smarak. This memorial honors the 106 martyrs who laid their lives in the Sanyukta Maharashtra Chalwal for the formation of Maharashtra with Mumbai as its capital. Speaking to the media here, Mr. Phadnavis hailed Maharashtra as India's powerhouse and growth engine. Commenting on the Marathi language row, he reiterated that anyone residing in Maharashtra has to learn Marathi, but violence in the name of Marathi will not be tolerated. Guardian ministers in various districts across the state also celebrated Maharashtra Day by hoisting the flag in their respective regions. Ankita Apte, Akashwani News, Mumbai.
Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Phadnavis today inaugurated the 13.3-kilometer long Missing Link project on the Mumbai-Pune Expressway on the occasion of Maharashtra Day. The new stretch is expected to reduce the distance between Mumbai and Pune by around 6 kilometers, cutting travel time by approximately 20 to 30 minutes and easing congestion on the busy corridor. The 66th Foundation Day of Gujarat is also being celebrated in Surat with great fervor today. The celebrations commenced in the evening with a magnificent police parade at the Y Junction in the city. Governor Acharya Devrat, Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel and Deputy Chief Minister Harsh Sanghvi witnessed the parade. We have a report.
The Diamond City of Surat is witnessing a grand state-level celebrations for Gujarat Gaurav Day today. The celebration started with the grand parade in the evening, featuring a disciplined march past and daring motorcycle stunts. This parade will be followed by a mega cultural event themed Gauravantu Gujarat at the Dumas Sea Face later tonight. Over 250 artists will perform in a light and sound show depicting Surat's journey from its historical roots to the current status as a global hub. During the ceremony, the Gujarat Garima Awards will also be conferred upon eminent personalities, and two books, Vikas Vatika and a coffee table book documenting the district's progress, will be released. Aparna Khunt, Akashwani News, Surat.
Sikkim has been declared the country's first paperless judiciary state. Chief Justice of India, Surya Kant, declared this today in a conclave held at Gangtok. Sikkim Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang Gole termed it as a historic step towards building a faster, transparent and technology-driven justice system. A 7-year-old boy from Jharkhand has become the youngest swimmer to cross the Bock Strait, completing the 29-kilometer stretch between Sri Lanka and India in a record time for his age category. Ishank Singh, a Class 3 student from Ranchi, finished the swim from Thalaimannar in Sri Lanka to Dhanushkodi in Tamil Nadu in 9 hours 50 minutes. The feat was officially recognized by the Universal Records Forum. In badminton, India advanced to the semi-finals of the Thomas Cup after a dominant 3-0 win over Chinese Taipei in the quarter-finals at Horsens in Denmark today. In IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals were 209 for 6 in 19.2 overs against Delhi Capitals at Sawai Man Singh Stadium in Jaipur when reports last came in. Rajasthan Royals won the toss and opted to bat first. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over Assam, Meghalaya, sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim tomorrow. Heavy rainfall will prevail over Arunachal Pradesh, Kerala, Mahe, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal tomorrow. The Met Department also predicted thunderstorms and lightning over Bihar, Odisha, Chhattisgarh, coastal Andhra Pradesh, coastal Karnataka, East Rajasthan, Jharkhand, Madhya Pradesh, Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh and West Bengal tomorrow. Morarji Desai National Institute of Yoga or MDNIY will organize Yog Mahotsav 2026 to mark the 50-day countdown to the 12th International Day of Yoga or IDY 2026 in Telangana tomorrow. The Ministry of Ayush said that the countdown period serves to deepen outreach and strengthen public engagement through a series of programs, mass demonstrations and awareness initiatives across the country. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Election Commission orders re-polling at 15 polling stations in West Bengal tomorrow. Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri says, despite global supply chain disruptions, government has maintained retail energy prices. Commercial flight operations from Noida International Airport to start from 15th June this year. Bureau of Indian Standards publishes new standards for medical assistive technologies including walking sticks and elbow crutches. 7-year-old Ishank Singh becomes youngest swimmer to cross Bock Strait between India and Sri Lanka in record time. And IMD forecasts heavy rainfall across Assam, Meghalaya, West Bengal and Sikkim tomorrow. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. That's all in the news at 9. Good night.